The appointed time has arrived. I declare it a quorum for our October 15th, 2015, Cotuit Fire District Board of Fire Commissioners meeting. Is anybody recording this evening? No one is recording. Chief, do we have any minutes that we need to approve?
We don't have any minutes at this time. I believe you guys have the tape recorder, so I didn't know what we did with that. So I just need to get the little disc.
I have it. It's
okay.
Recording tonight.
Okay, great. The minutes from the last meeting was on there, so I didn't know what we needed to do with that to get it. Usually what we do is we usually give it to my administrative assistant.
I thought they were sent.
Oh, were they sent? Oh, okay, perfect. Okay, then I don't have them in hand. My apologies.
I'll send the last file along with tonight's file.
She's on tomorrow, so I will make sure that I get those minutes. I didn't know they were sent. My apologies.
Is there any public comment?
Yeah, Stan Goldstein, 12 Trinity Lane, Cotuit, also a member of the Prudential Committee. I would like to know, since there were no meeting minutes posted for the 9th September meeting, I'm particularly interested in knowing what did the commissioner, fire commissioners, do with respect to the last line item on your agenda, which was the VFIS insurance, and you were going to discuss it and vote on it. Can you tell me what I'm interested in knowing, what the gist of the discussion was and what the vote was?
Actually, Ronnie took care of that, and he made a motion, and we approved the motion.
What was the motion?
I can't, off the top of my head, remember it. We would have to get in touch with them.
So you don't have any memory of approximately what happened, what the motion was, and what went on?
No, I'm sorry, I couldn't. We'll just have to wait and get it published.
I only have July's minutes. I do not have, let me see, this being October, I don't have September's minutes. I just have July's minutes. I don't have August minutes, actually. So just, and they were signed. The July's minutes were signed. So it's the only ones I do have.
Sam, we'll have to research that and see.
I'd really like to get a copy of those minutes before the next Prudential Committee meeting. My concern is that the deductibles were very low in the original VFIS policy of $250, which causes us to pay a lot of money for the insurance. And I'd like to know what the fire commissioners did to resolve that. We could save a lot of money by going up to $2,500, or if we wanted to go up to $5,000 deductible. So, and I'd like to know before the next Prudential Committee, which is, I don't know the date, but it's the fourth Monday, right?
Yes.
Yep. I appreciate it.
We did discuss the deductibles, but as I recall, Ron informed us that the deductibles are across the entire policy and that we cannot change the deductibles for items covered under the fire district, that the fire district, the water district, and the Prudential, the Freedom Hall, those deductibles are uniform across the policy and can't be broken out. And so the matter was referred back to the Prudential Committee. But that was the nature of how the policy was written, as he explained it to us.
Yeah, he's correct. Was there an amount that's specified in the commission?
Yeah, thank you for that information. Do you recall what your commission recommended, what they voted on, as far as an deductible?
No, I don't.
Oh. Okay.
You cannot record the minutes this evening because you were late. We asked for anyone that was recording the minutes, and we had no one. So you cannot record the minutes.
Okay, I do have where it says discussion of vote on VFIS benefits. That was on the agenda for September. That was the revised edition on September 9th. I just don't have the prepared minutes. I don't believe my secretary does, my administrative assistant does either. So that's something that we really need to clarify what's going on. So
we'll have to get a hold of Mr. Mycock.
Okay, sir.
Chief, you want to do your report, please?
Right.
We've had public comment. Go ahead.
Cynthia Gardner, 94 School Street. I have grave concerns with the delay of the posting of the minutes, and if we are going to get caught up by a date, I would like to know that date, and then if we go forward, if we have a plan so that they're posted in a timely manner.
Thank you. Ms. Gates.
Amy Gates. My question is, has Firefighter Anderson completed all the requirements to work as a paramedic on the Cape and Islands?
Commissioners, would you like me to answer that?
Please.
Okay. No, he hasn't fulfilled his obligation yet. He has until April to fulfill that obligation, and after that, we'll go from there.
Chief, you told us that the requirements would be completed by the end of the summer, so I was wondering what was the plan going forward, and what has delayed this?
Not sure what you're referring to about me saying that at the end of the summer. I'm telling you April is the date.
Okay, thank you.
Good evening, everybody. It's good to see everybody here. All right, so our monthly report for activities. I know the board had asked me to keep on and actually keep an eye out for the Mashpee calls. I also did it for the Calm calls as well, and the Falmouth calls and Sandwich calls. So what we do have is a total, first of all, a total of fire calls of 35 fire calls for September. Rescue calls were 26 rescue calls. And inspections, we had 13 inspections done throughout the month. So it was a total of 61 calls for the month of September and 13 inspections. We have a total of mutual aid calls that we responded to Mashpee 12 times. We responded to Calm Fire twice. And I think there was one in Falmouth too as well. Yes, one in Falmouth. And that is it for the... Any questions on the activities? So
about 25% of the calls were mutual aid.
Out of, yes, I'm going to believe your number. I didn't do the math.
15 out of 61, I think that's ballpark.
There you go. Okay, I didn't do the math. But that's you had asked a number. You didn't ask for a percentage, so.
No, I'm just making sure I got it.
Yep. You know, that is a very high number. They did have an ambulance out of service as well. They were also very busy. That is a... Usually it's a higher number. We don't usually go 13 times over to Mashpee. We usually roughly do six or so calls over to Mashpee a month. That one definitely is higher than usual.
Chief, can we have a hard copy of that so we can have it in our records?
Yes. Yep. I got it right here. Yep.
Thank you.
Okay. And all of this is in Firehouse software, so we have it on the computer. So if you want it any time, just let me know. I can print it out. The writing that you see on there is me just printing it out. Okay. ComStar. We have a deposit. Date was 9/25/2015 in ComStar for the month. 8/29 to 9/25 is what ComStar did this billing cycle at, and it was deposited $14,973.50. So you can tell it was a very busy month. Just remember that when we do go for those 25% or so calls, commissioners, we do receive money for those calls now. Don't know if it adds up to how we spend our money, you know, going out there, but at least we do get the receipts from those calls. Everybody okay with ComStar? Okay. I will try to keep this, the ComStar, the activity sheets, and I'll make two copies for you folks next time on that, so you have that in the appropriation sheet. The appropriations, as you can see in front of you, we are 25%, close to almost 25%, not quite, probably about 22% of the time since we started this fiscal year. And at the end on page 3 is basically 22% of our percentage of our budget spent. So we're in line. There is 7 line items that are over the 22%+. I think I did it at 25, whatever, if we were at 25%. We're looking at the salaries of the call firefighters is over at 30%. Other wages that had 5150 that had issues last year, if you recall, we were way over. That's at 68% spent. And right now, if I could explain a little bit about that, our budget, when we do a warrant, our budget has 5150 on our budget as other administrative. So each week when we give our warrant to the treasurer, if someone's on line of duty, injury, that comes underneath that. That's an other category. We have injury on our warrants, but we have no money under our budget for that because we took that money out when we decided to go and get insurance instead. So either we had a line item of $60,000 or we paid $25,000 to $30,000 for accident, what they call A&S, accident sickness. We paid $30,000. I think it's $38,000, possibly around there. I can tell you right here. We budget. Just give me one second here. Insurance liability. Vehicles. And that was taken out, too. That's right. That was taken out. That was taken out of our budget because the production committee was going to do that. I believe it was close to $38,000 or so around there. That's just an estimate for the accident sickness. So instead of having the $38,000 to $60,000 in that 51 line item that we had in there for injury, the district decided to go, and this prior to me being here, and I've been here 7 years now, they thought that the accident sickness was the way to go, and so they had the insurance. Now, don't forget, we are on line of duty 111F. We have two firefighters that are out on that right now. We are receiving money from VFIS, our insurance company, 80% of their pay. So we are getting money back, but we don't as the fire department, but the district does. The Prudential Committee gets that in, I believe, their general fund. That's deposited in their general fund. So I've been keeping track of the monies, and I could certainly give it to you folks on what I don't have it prepared today, but I can certainly give it to you next meeting on what we have gotten back from VFIS, and that went to the general fund. And I could do that just so that you so you can understand that. The other line item is building. We've been doing a lot of renovations in the building. The flooring was purchased last year, but it wasn't put in until this fiscal year. So we purchased the flooring from last fiscal year's budget, the flooring product, but we did not have enough to do that and the labor. So we put that down. So we used quite a bit of money there. Our doors that you could see light through because they were rusting out, we replaced six doors. And also there's a wall that water was running through. So from a roof line that I just found out yesterday that it was improperly put in years and years ago, not according to code. So it's up to code. It's up to code. Surprise, surprise, right? It's up to code right now. The builder that we got to contract it did a fantastic job. We're hoping that he is stating to us that there should not be a leak in this part of the building again. The flashing and everything else was put in it wrong. So the water was just going right by and into the walls. So there was a huge rot on one side. So that's been repaired. So that money has been spent, and we are getting the we have a contract with the inmates to come in and paint the inside of our building, and we just picked up the paint for that to a tune of about $500. So we have to provide pizza and I believe the pizza and drinks and coffee and donuts in the morning. So I think that's pretty fair. So we did fairly well, and thank you for the information on that, Mrs. Parks. You did for this building too. CMED fees, where it says 5316 is the line item, that is 44%. That is actually the actual bill that came in for CMED. That's when we call into the hospital. The sheriff's department is charging us for that. Never used to, but they started doing that about three years ago, I believe it was, maybe 4 years ago. So we put a line item in there for CMED. And that should be just about it there. Fire rescue equipment, we've been replacing our old equipment that we've, hand tools basically, that's 5423. We've been replacing old hand tools, so you'll see a little bump into that. We'll probably end up slowing down. We do need to get a new chainsaw. One of our chainsaws went out of service. And then ambulance supplies. Since we are busier and we're moving forward and we're 41 calls ahead of last year at this time, we are at 26% at 22 to 23% of the budget. So we're spending more for our supplies because we're using it up faster. And at the very end, it's the 22% is the final, and that's the last on page 3. And that's our appropriation. And as you can see, it was done 10/15/2015, today at 12:57. the latest and greatest.
Thank you.
All right. Okay.
New business, fire apparatus?
Fire apparatus. All our fire apparatus, our 265 is showing its age. Not so much on the outside, but in the inside, there is leaks that are happening in the transfer switch to place it in from park to drive, the transmission. Basically, it's an electronic transmission, basically. Even though it looks manual, it's electronic, so we are going to change it into a manual shift, so we won't have this problem again. So you'll see a little bump in that. So that's engine 265. We've been trying to keep up with it in terms of wear and tear and maintenance on it. We do have a mechanic for Kituit Fire that comes in, and he does a great job. So he's scheduling now to come in to do all our maintenance for our vehicles. So you'll see a little bump pretty soon in our maintenance because of oil and so forth. Engine 263 is looking pretty tough on the outside. However, it drives very nice. It still runs really well. Pumps working fine on it so far. Both engines will have a pump test on it. I believe he said November. He's going to schedule at the end of this month or in the beginning of November to schedule for a pump test, which they're due. It's NFPA requirement. National Fire Protection Agency requires this of our fire apparatus. So we will do that as well as our ladders. And we need to make sure that they are certified and they are operable in good working condition. So that is running really well. Our ambulance has a few glitches, our brand-new ambulance. One is I just found out that the when it goes from park to drive, I think this may be just the way the machine is built. It doesn't automatically go right into drive right away. So I haven't looked at the manual yet, and I haven't called Mark Hooper yet, which I will on this. I just was told this yesterday. So I will look into that. I believe that's a safety mechanism, but I am not completely sure. I will find out. I believe it's a safety mechanism. It's nothing wrong with it. I think it's just the way the machine's built. And we it's brand new, so it's a different quirk that we didn't know. It is scheduled to go out back to the company that we purchased it from. We have roughly around $5,000 left in that account to finish up a couple of things, like get a new lock system to make sure the lock system's working, that it actually is not working properly, that we have to lock up our narcotics. And we like to make sure that works properly. We do have another cabinet that is lockable, and that works fine. But we certainly want to make sure that this works appropriate the way we designed it. The other items that we are going to purchase is a camera for the patient compartment, just so that the driver, needs to help the person. It's not like our old ambulance; you can't really see back there too well. It's a smaller observation area, so in terms of the driver looking back, even from the mirror, it's very difficult. A lot of companies have put cameras in the back, and it's perfectly fine. Not videotaping or anything like that. It's just to help if there's any problems, and that will cost a little extra money. We didn't expect that, but that we could use in the back to make it safer for our firefighters and paramedics and EMTs.
How long will it be out of service for that maintenance?
I'm hoping 1 or 2 days at the most. You know, Mark indicated about 1 or 2 days.
Thank you.
They're pretty quick on turnaround. It's electronics, very quick, except for the lock mechanism.
What's the status on our two vehicles?
Yes, my cruiser, I was supposed to go today to drop a radio off, and I did not, unfortunately. Too many meetings today. So I will head up there tomorrow, drop off the radio. They'll put the radio in. Everything is up and running. It just needs a radio. And it costs $150 to put in. So I thought that was a real reasonable deal for them. And we usually have our sheriff's department do it, but they charge us as well. So I said, no, just I'll come up and give it to you and they can put it in. And then I can get it back. It came in to be about $33,070. So we were under budget on that, so that's good. Pretty excited about that. I'll have Cape Cod Tech Graphic Arts Department put our letters and our seal on the door. They can do that. They have that capability, which is good. So, and that will be. Excuse me.
How about the truck?
Oh, the Pierce Saber that the district approved, which is wonderful. We're excited about that. That is in the works. It's already scheduled to be built, to be designed out. The engineers are putting all our wishes into effect, and they're going to give us plans of exactly what our truck is going to look like this week, next week. So we're just waiting for that. And once that happens, then it's going. It's going. We're having a little glitch with our potential committee, maybe. I'm not sure. It's not our, it's not a glitch with them. It's just the HGAC, the purchasing agent that Pierce manufacturers like to use, and New Bedford uses them. Falmouth is going to use them this year. They're buying a new vehicle. Yarmouth is using them. A lot of other departments are using these people, and they do go through the procurement law, the 40B, so they know all the laws in Massachusetts. It's a Texas-based company, but we can save $6,000-something dollars if we go through this purchasing agent, and I don't understand why we should not. But there's also greater minds in the financial world than I, so I've given it to our treasurer, I've given it to our financial committee. They are doing their due diligence and looking into this further to see if that's what they want to do. And if we, so that's a savings of $6,000, roughly. If we do that, that's great. And if we pay it off a little quicker, it's up to $4,000, I believe, we can save. So, I mean, that's like a $10,000 savings right there off the truck. That's pretty good. That's pretty good. So, and that was suggested by them, not us. So that was kudos to the Pierce Company for that.
Thank you.
Yes, and our breaker's doing well. It hasn't broke yet. We've been in the woods a couple of times with it in Sandwich. Had a nice fire. I shouldn't say nice fire. Had a big fire. Had a big fire there in the woods, and we used our brush breakers. So the guys did a great job doing that, helping and assisting Sandwich Fire Department. So I was really proud of our guys to do that. And they did a lot of work, actually, a lot of shuttling back and forth with a lot of water. And that truck is working, knock on wood, very good right now. No complaints. 260 is doing very well. As you can see, Marine 266 is out of the water. I still have not given a letter to the Mrs. Fiore, which I owe her a letter of allowing us to, a letter of thanks, first of all, and she definitely knows that because I actually visited her. But also a letter of donation because she could use it for her taxes, and it's perfectly appropriate. So we thank that family for the use of that wonderful dock, actually. So, and that's good. And 268 is still working order. That's our small little rubber inflatable. That's working great. I think so far so good. So we're moving right along.
Personnel.
So we have two personnel that are on line of duty injury at this time. So they're both doing, they're both doing okay. They'll be out in about 3 to 4 months, and at that point we'll determine. The doctors will determine where they stand on that line of duty injury and what course of action they need to take from that point on. So our blessings and prayers are with them. Hopefully they come back to a speedy recovery and come back to us, 100%. So that's why the line item, as you see, is off a little from using that. And that also considers a funeral leave, and we did have one of our firefighters' mom pass away. So our condolences to that, to the family too, as well, for that. And knowing that one of the people is a lieutenant. In that, I just want to bring it up to the board that there's in the contract there is a line item that or section that we could bring someone up as an acting lieutenant. It's up to the board if you would like me to do that, or if you'd like me to keep it as status quo right now. It is costing us money in overtime for a lieutenant to work, but it will cost us anyhow because we need a paramedic on that shift as well. So it's in the past we haven't, but we didn't do that. But it's an option. It's an option for the board to think about. On that same note, get back to me as soon as you can. That'd be great. On the same note, we do have a lieutenant's exam coming up for one of our firefighters. It's an officer exam. It's November. I have to get the date. The company just called me yesterday and told me, and it's like it's eluding me. I have it in my calendar, but it's in November, the middle of November. Two dates: one for the practical, one for the written, and one for the practical session. So that's coming up for one of our firefighters. And we do have one of our firefighters on the lieutenant's exam, on the lieutenant's list right now.
Back up to the lieutenant situation. What is your recommendation?
Well, in the past we didn't do that when there was a firefighter, a lieutenant out for about eight months. Financially, it's almost the same because we still got to hire a paramedic. However, continuity is good for a shift to have a leader on the shift. The contract is allowing us to do that. It's a step out of grade. We would have to pay that person that 10% higher, as lieutenants pay, because they'll be acting as the duty as a lieutenant. But really, the board has always given me the latitude of doing it or not doing it. So,
what I wanted to ask in that regard is, do you have someone in mind for whom the experience of serving as an acting lieutenant would be a positive training experience for them?
There is only one on the list that I can choose from on the active lieutenants list right now. There's only one out of that department. And we are going to have an exam in November. It's going to be only one still on that list, because we don't have the contract stipulates 5 years of experience before you are able to experience the Kattua Fire Department able to take the exam.
Okay.
Training.
Okay, training. Before I get to personnel, off personnel, sir, as always, I've started 2008 here in July. Thank you very much for this wonderful job that I have. Always looking for a deputy fire chief. I'm asking and requesting that once again. I believe at this point we are getting busy enough where we need another administrative person for help with operations and help with administrative duties. We have no EMS officer, I'm taking that role. No fire prevention officer, I'm taking that role. There's just a lot of things that I wear, a lot of hats. I really appreciate the opportunity to do all these hats, and I'm getting really exhausted. It's a lot of work. But that's my job, and I'm okay to do my job, but I'm looking towards your guidance on this, and asking for a deputy chief would be great. July 1st, it would be great to see that happen. At least if we need to draft up any contract, I can easily do that. I actually have one prepared, just moving forward. Each district, and not to compare ourselves with any other district, because I know Kattua is very unique in who we are and what we do. But in the town of Barnstable, there are four deputies, and our district does not have one. It's not the reason why I'm asking for one. just because others haven't, we don't. That's not the reason at all. I've come from a department that's 150 shy for, more calls than this place, than Kahtuwit, and I was the deputy there, and it works very well. It gives the chief and the deputy chance to talk about different SOPs, SOGs, the financial situation of the department, the capital expenditures of the department, the EMS officer, which is a full-time job, should be a full-time job. In my eyes, it's a full-time job. And, you know, there's a, and in the fire prevention, we, you know, we're not huge with a lot of businesses here in Kahtuwit. However, we do have 10,000 square foot homes, which are like businesses. So there's a lot of inspections and a lot to do. So, you know, the transfers, the lifting of tanks, you know, you name it, the new businesses that come and go. There's just a lot to do for one person to cover. Our lieutenants, we've got them up to where they do 26 F and a half, which they go out and do those for me. Those are your transfers, your sales of your houses. And I, my hat's off to my lieutenants for doing that for me. And taking care of that duty, and that's much appreciated to my lieutenants for that. So I'm here to ask for a deputy, and you know, and I'll keep on bringing stuff to you and showing you what we do. There's a lot we're doing into it, and it's running good, but it's a lot of work.
Okay, I fully agree that we do need a deputy chief. We need something on paper, you know, starting with salary, job, the whole works.
Okay.
And go right down the line.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you. I will. I'll get that to you folks, and you guys can look at it and
how do you feel?
Go from there.
I'd like to see the numbers.
Definitely. Yep, sounds good. I know when I left Barnes School, I was in the 90s, you know. You know, it's just it's what it is. And like I said, we did 150 more calls in here. I had my own vehicle and same thing and everything else. So, but I pretty much have an idea of where we're at. There's a deputy in Hyannis, obviously, that's rightly so. They do an average of 19 calls. I just called them today. They do an average of 19 calls. Sometimes they do 30. Sometimes they do 5. But their average is about 19. You know, our average is about 3, you know, 2.7 to 3. Barnstable's is about 4.1 to 4.5. And then you have a deputy over in West Barnstable that they do 150 calls less than us. And they have more personnel. They have 65 personnel over there, but 5 or 6 of them are full-time, the rest are call, with a fire chief and administrative assistant, too, as well. They all have that same structure. Once again, I don't want to compare myself to any our department to any other department, because we're unique. We are Kahtuwit, and we are who we are. But there's a lot of hats that this chief wears. I love it. I have a lot of energy, as you know, but it's wearing. Been doing it for 7 years and it's starting to wear. So it's a lot of work. And I appreciate just the consideration, that's all. Thank you.
Thank you. Training?
The training, we have scheduled Barnstable Fire Academy to do training the second Tuesday of each month, starting November 10th. And then November, the following Tuesday after that, Cape and Islands EMS is going to come in and start helping me out doing the training with that. And once again, I like to bring in outside agencies anyways to come in and teach and see what's new out there. And of course, you know, they don't want to hear from the fire chief all the time, so it's always good to bring in other people to come in and train. But other than that,
will be done at the station?
Yes, we have that at the station. Yes. Our ISO rating, one thing that I saw with our ISO rating was a 4, you know, and I know in Barnstable, I believe we were a 3, because we had a little more on the training than we do here. So we're going to up the training here. And each thing that we do, from people power to training to having a fire truck, which is a ladder truck, having an academy, all these things is in the balance of the ISO rating, which is the insurance company rating. The only one that I know of that's a number one ISO rating, which is the best, is Cambridge Fire. They have everything right at their fingertips, everything. So they're a one in the state of Massachusetts. So, it would be nice to have all this, but I know we can't. There's only so much we can take from the pie here, and I get that. But we certainly can do a little better. So the training is what I'm trying to get up, and hopefully that will maybe drop us one more point, which would make me feel better, you know. And it's also, it's good that we have a water department, because the water is huge for us. That gives us a great ISO rating. It gives us a better one. If we didn't have water, like West Constable, they get, I think they're like a 4 or 5, you know, because they don't have the water over there. So it's something that we need to think about and keep, you know, keep our ears open. You know,
about the fire training academy, but they're making noise about closing it down. What's going to happen with all of the Cape? You're going to have to go off Cape to get fire training?
Yeah, that was Mr. Santos from the town of Barnstable had mentioned that that his recommendation was to the town to close down the academy, ask if it could be closed down. Obviously, you know that it's not a town of Barnstable's academy. It's the Barnstable County's academy. So the academy is run by the by Barnstable County delegates, basically. Okay. So there have been issues in the past of release of hazardous materials, and you know they're saying it's coming from the foam. Well, the academy hasn't used foam there for 8 years plus, and they were cleared back then. And now they're finding out that this same stuff that they have in the ponds by the academy is everywhere in Cape Cod, so it's kind of funny, you know. The county did hire a lawyer to an environmental lawyer to look into this, so there will be more to come. I'm very hopeful. If you don't know this, the academy started by the fire chiefs. So the fire chiefs got this started, and they were the overseers. Well, the fire chiefs kind of have let the reins go to the director, and we are now had a long meeting today, hence the reason why I didn't go to my vehicle. Had a long meeting today talking about how our committee is going to be re-energized, to revisit the committee that we had, the overseeing committee for the academy. So it was a very positive meeting today. It was very strong. And you're going to see the fire chiefs a lot more involvement in that, in finding out where this academy is going. So, you know, there's been talks about a lot of things that is happening. Is it going to close, not close? Well, our take is that we do not want that to close. We utilize this academy. It's a great academy. We appreciate it. We have some of our folks working at that academy as instructors, which brings back good knowledge to our department, which brings back good knowledge for our district and our people that we serve. So we certainly don't want that closing. And we're going to, you know, help it out as much as we can. So I don't think we'll see that close. I'm hoping not. That's what our hopes.
Explorers.
Yes. The Explorers, I don't know if you have received a letter from the Explorers. They will be sending you a letter. We are actually stopping the Explorer program at Cotuit Fire Department. I just wanted to bring that to light to you folks. I can't officially say that because I've asked someone else to write a letter to you folks about that, another advisor that is closing it down. We're just matriculating out. There has not been much interest, so we're just going to move on. If we need to start in a junior fire program, we'll do that somewhere down the road, auxiliary fire program. We'll establish that down the road if we get more interest in the community with it and with our firefighters in it, so we'll see how that goes. But it was this is our third year. It was great. We've done a lot of good things. It's been great. We've helped out the church quite a bit here, Cotuit Federated Church, in their mission for all the equipment. We bagged it. We cleaned it. It was good stuff. We were just working on a project over at Eagle Pond, which unfortunately I'll see if I can get an Eagle Scout to do it. We were going to start doing the renumbering of the trails. But we can get an Eagle Project to do that, an Eagle Scout to do that in Troop 52. But I want to thank the explorers. They've been wonderful. And sorry and sad to see it go, but that's going to be the end. The letter should be coming. I thought you would have had it by now. My apologies, but it should be coming shortly.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Do you have anything? Our next regular meeting will be on November 10th, the second Tuesday. We're going to write it in stone. We've had this thing bounce around between us and the Water Department. I remember that date very plainly because that's the Marine Corps birthday. And I was headed for Paris Island that day. There's nothing further to come before the board. We have another committee breathing down our necks. We won't be on Thursdays again, hopefully. We will continue to be the second Tuesday in the month. 5 p.m. Thank you. I declare the meeting closed at
11. Make a motion to close the meeting.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.